Rocketed as a baby from the exploding planet Krypton, the baby Kara Zor-El's ship took much longer to reach Earth 2 than her cousin Kal-El's did. Taking as long as it did, Kara grew to womanhood on the long journey to Earth, whose yellow sun and lighter gravity gave her fantastic superpowers. There, she meets and joins the JSA, who helps her fight all across the multiverse and beyond, as... Power Girl, Earth 2's last daughter. Hey everybody, and welcome to Power Girl, Earth 2's Last Daughter. I am Andrew Pinkham, so glad to be along with you today as we start our journey talking about the character of Power Girl from her very first appearance in All-Star 58 and moving forward. And I couldn't be more excited to be all along with you today. We aren't going to be covering any comic books. This episode is really going to be kind of about who I am and kind of an introduction to what this podcast is going to be about. So who I am, my name is Andrew Pinkham. I have been a comic book fan my whole life. And it really starts with the character of Spider-Man, you know, and I know what you're probably thinking. Really, you're doing a DC podcast and you're a Spider-Man fan? Yes, I am a Spider-Man fan. I grew up on the character of Spider-Man. My very first introduction to superheroes was Spider-Man and Spider-Man the Animated Series in the 1990s. But before you completely turn me off, fun fact, at the time, when I was 15 years old, my girlfriend at the time introduced me to a little movie that you all might have heard of, and it debuted in 1978, which was Superman the Movie. And that's really where my DC Comics fandom started. Of course, everybody who knew who Superman was, but that was really my very first introduction to the character of Superman. Well, I say that. It's my very first live action introduction into Superman, just like most people's was, I'm sure. I mean, of course, I had heard of Superman when I was a kid. I absolutely loved watching the Fleischer cartoons. But really, Spider-Man is what captured my attention as a comic book fan. And I loved it. And really, I didn't pick up my very first comic book until I was in college. You know, I mean, I've been a comic collector since I was 2009 when I came home from college. My very first comic book actually was the Death and Return of Superman omnibus, and at the time I was having some money problems, so I actually had to return it to the bookstore, which was a huge mistake because you can't find that omnibus anywhere now, and it's like stupid expensive. So it was an amazing omnibus. I just couldn't keep it because it was like $100, and at the time I needed the money for other things like food. What college kid needs to eat, right? But I say all that to say, you're probably wondering, I mean, if you've heard any of my podcasts from Krypton's Last Daughter to the now-ended Kara Zor-El podcast to the Superman Family podcast, I've been around the internet for a while. I started podcasting back in 2012 is when I first started, and I started, well, actually, no, it was long before that. It wasn't long after I came home from college. I think it was probably like 2010, and I really got into podcasting and wanting to actually do my own podcast from listening to one little show about Smallville, and that was Starkville's House of El, and Both Derek and Steve were my inspiration to starting my very first podcast. Like I said, I think it was in 2010. It was called The World Against Superman Podcast. And at the time, I wanted to follow what was going on with the World Against Superman storyline that was going on in the comics. So I decided to podcast about it and really got my feet wet. And I was just really starting to read and collect the Superman titles. So, and I had been listening to Derek and Steve for a long, long time with Starkville's House of L, and they made it sound so much fun. So I wanted to try my hand at it, and I really fell in love with it. But obviously that show didn't stick around because I was very much a newbie when it came to podcasting, and unfortunately that show pod faded. So, but it taught me a lot through the years, and that show really morphed into the Superman Family Podcast, which was kind of my flagship. I mean, it's not really a flagship show, but it's pretty close. And I have loved Superman since my Smallville days, back when I was in high school in 2004 is when I really got into Smallville, in season four of Smallville. So, but really in the year of 2012, I launched Krypton's Last Daughter, a Supergirl podcast, looking at her very first appearance in Action 252, as well as the 2005 run of Supergirl. My friend Danny and I covered her reintroduction into the post-crisis universe in the Superman-Batman run. And then Danny invited me to podcast about the New 52, which we did for a lot, like a couple years. And we had a great time doing that. And we tried to launch this show back a few years ago when KLD was on the Kara Zor-El .com website. And at the time we covered Earth 2 and World's Finest. And I have always loved Power Girl. I have loved Power Girl since I discovered her in her run, her own self-proclaimed title in 2009. But really, I also picked up the Justice Society comic in 2007, written by Jeff Johns, which is an amazing title. Jeff Johns did a great job with that show, but with that actual comic. But unfortunately, because Danny didn't have much of a history with the character, didn't have the passion for the character like I did, that show never really went anywhere. So I did move it to its own website several years ago, but never had the time to actually do anything with it. So therefore, it kind of faded into the background as Dina and I continued to podcast about the New 52. And when the series ended in 2015, that's when podcasting for me on a regular basis really stopped. And unfortunately, real life got in the way, and podcasting went away. But fast forward to today, I have a lot more time to podcast. So I finally chose to launch this project, and I couldn't be more excited to be talking about Power Girl and her history. You know, it's really exciting stuff. So, but my history with the character really doesn't start like you would think it would. My introduction to Power Girl was actually in the Superman Batman Public Enemies movie, where Power Girl is featured. I mean, she has a small cameo role, and the voice actress was one of my favorite stars from Smallville, which was Allison Mack, who played Chloe Sullivan. Unfortunately, she had a tragic future ahead of her, unfortunately, due to the NXIVM scandal. But we won't go there. So, but really, I had no idea who this character was. I didn't even know she was a version of Supergirl at the time. That was until I started listening to a podcast done by Michael Bailey and Scott Gardner called Tales of the Justice Society of America. And I really learned a lot about her character while they were doing that show on a regular basis. They did a great job with it, podcasting about the JSA it really turned me into a big JSA fan. I mean, I had been a JSA fan for a little while because I had read the 2007 run, and they launched their podcast in 2009. So I mean, my interest in Power Girl just grew and grew. So I sought out a few comics, as you guys know. I mean, I read the 2007 run of Justice Society of America, and it was incredible. I also got a chance to pick up the 2009 run written by Palmiotti and Justin Gray, and the artwork by Amanda Connor is just fantastic. You know, and I read that title until it was canceled in 2011 with the launch of the New 52. And unfortunately, Power Girl didn't make her debut in the New 52 until kind of much later. I mean, Power Girl and Supergirl in the New 52 didn't meet until way, way down the line in that actual title. My apologies, y'all. My phone is just blowing up here. Sorry about that. But anyway, I say that all to say I wanted to get into talking about the format of this show, and really the nuts and bolts of this show. And this podcast is going to be a monthly program where I literally take one comic per episode, talk about it. I will give a synopsis of the issue. You'll hear my thoughts on the issue. And then we'll really read any feedback from the month, good, bad, or ugly. And you can write in and hate on me for being a Spider-Man fan or not being a Superman fan until I was in high school or college or whatever. So, but I would love to hear your thoughts on what you think about this show and what it's going to be like. And really, it won't be complicated. You know, we're going to be looking at one book featuring Power Girl. And like all of my other podcasts, typically there'll be some kind of introduction where I might talk about some Power Girl comic news, depending on what's going on. I've got a news story for next time that I wanted to talk about. I will typically take a small break between the intro and the actually nuts and bolts of the episode, where I will play a promo for a podcast. Typically, that's how most podcasters do. They just take a small break and promote whatever podcast that they like. So I will give an in-depth synopsis on the story after I come back from the break, and then we'll hop into my overall thoughts on the issue and get into my actual notes and page-by-page and review on the actual story, and you guys get to hear what I actually think about these comics. And in largely, in part, these comics are brand spanking new to me. Like I said, my introduction to Power Girl was really the 2007 and the 2009 run. So, I mean, reading stuff from the 70s and 80s, we're going to get to Crisis on Infinite Earths. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, I mean, after the review is over, I'll probably take another small break, and I'm going to do a character spotlight for that episode, featuring a character or two that most likely will be in that book or whatever. I will just pick and choose the characters to talk about. So, and then we'll get into, after the character spotlight, we'll get into any feedback that's sent my way. And you can send that in on a variety of different ways, whether it be social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. You can also email the show. I'm at powergirlpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll even read iTunes reviews on the show if you guys want to go over and leave one. So, but yeah, I'm really excited to be starting this show. And really, I mean, that's really all I had for this very first episode. You know, like I said, not an overly complicated first episode. It's just basically telling you about me, telling you about what the show's going to be like, what we're going to be covering. And really, next time we're going to be looking at All-Star Comics number 58, which is her very first appearance. And believe it or not, that issue is really hard to get a hold of these days if you're not willing to spend a butt ton of money on it like I am. But, I mean, if you have an issue of that that you're willing to send me, please write in and let me know. I would love to have a copy of her very first appearance so I could frame it and put it on my wall. I've even thought about printing it on, like, 11 by 17 just so I can have it as a wall ornament. So, but anyway, that's going to really do it for us this time around. So until next month, well, actually, speaking of next month, I'm actually not going to be putting out an episode next month. I know, right? This is probably terrible timing to be taking a month off, but you know, TV shows do it. I mean, they have an episode and then they take a month off. When it comes to this podcast, though, it is a monthly show, so, and really, I planned poorly when it comes to launching this show, and I am a man of my word when it comes to launching podcasts, but I realized that I needed time to, like, do outlines and do the actual legwork for an episode. I mean, being a solo podcaster is a lot of work that you probably wouldn't think that it would be a lot of work, but it actually is, just writing down an outline and doing all the actual legwork to put out an actual episode with any kind of quality. So we won't be back next month with an episode, but we will be back in the month of September, where we're going to be talking about All-Star Comics number 58, which is Power Girl's first appearance. So until then, my name is Andrew Pinkham. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be talking to you all in September. See you later, everyone.